السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The secular capitalist system is responsible for the bloodshed in schools. Translated. This week, public opinion in Turkey was gripped by news of murders and armed attacks in schools. On Monday, in Sanlurfa, a 20-year-old man was brutally murdered in the street after being followed by someone he had advised to stop cursing Allah. The second incident occurred on Tuesday, April 14th, at the Ahmet Voyunkuk Vocational and Technical High School in the Severek district in Sanlurfa. A 19-year-old, reportedly a former student of the school, attacked the school with a machine gun, injuring 17 people, including 10 students, 4 teachers, a police officer, and 1 employee. The most recent incident took place yesterday at the Aysel Shelik Middle School in Kahramanmaraş. A 14-year-old student committed a real massacre at his school, where he came to the school with 5 different weapons that were said to belong to his father, who works as a security manager, who caused the death of 10 people, including a teacher and 9 students. While it was reported that 13 students were still receiving treatment, 6 of them in intensive care. We in Hizb al-Tahrir Wilaya Turkiya ask Allah for mercy for all our brothers who lost their lives in these tragic incidents and pray for a speedy recovery for the wounded. We also ask Him, the Almighty, to inspire patience and solace for the families who lost their sons in these crimes. Important lessons must be learned from these events that have shaken public opinion. The fact that children as young as 14 and 15 could commit such heinous crimes and massacres, acts that even terrorist organizations, which thrive on chaos and bloodshed, might not dare to perpetrate, and that these attacks occurred specifically in their schools, demonstrates the gravity of the situation. If we focus solely on the identities of the perpetrators and ignore the true culprit, nothing will change. The true culprit is the secular system that fuels this societal violence, normalizes weapons, organizes crime, and the mafia, and presents all manner of depravity to society through its media apparatus. The real culprit is a corrupt legal system that acquits the powerful and crushes the weak, where the wealthy, powerful, and famous go unpunished, while the poor and vulnerable are condemned. Societal stability cannot be built under this legal system because its foundation is also this secular system. The ongoing Golestan Doku case, pending for the past 6 years involving government officials and employees, is just one example of this. The vested interests between mafia gangs, political parties, politicians, and judges, the network of bribery between large corporations and state institutions, and the connections forged by the greedy with officials while the people struggling to survive on minimum wages, all these are clear evidence of the decay of the secular system. Therefore, the true culprit is the secular system itself, and the real culprits are the guardians of the secular capitalist system. We are facing a generation devoid of vision and responsibility, suffering from an identity and personality crisis, attempting to silence its reason and heart with alcohol and drugs. This is a generation withdrawing from society, imprisoned in the virtual world, dreaming of quick riches through games, entertainment, and gambling. The adult murderer who blasphemizes against Allah, and the child killers who rain bullets on their peers in schools are products of this generation. Sadly, this generation has become like the quote-unquote American generation, whose path Turkiya is following and whose culture it is imitating. The institution of the family has disintegrated, domestic violence has increased, divorce rates have rivaled marriage rates. The father's role as the protector of the home and the mother's role as a source of tranquility have become usurped. Children's connections with their parents have been severed, and theft, robbery, murder, harassment, and rape have become widespread. Any liberal laws enacted under a secular system will not solve these problems. Therefore, the secular capitalist system, which is the source of societal problems, must be eradicated. Only Islam will save us from this situation. The advancement, well-being, and stability of society can only be achieved through the dominance of Islam in daily life and the establishment of Islamic authority. Therefore, scholars, academics, politicians, educators, jurists, and all Muslims must speak, write, and work to establish this authority, the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate. ميديا أوفيسر في حزب التحرير الولاية التركية. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.